Home is where the heart is. That's how the old saying goes, and it's true when it comes to the hundreds of bars welcoming fans of a certain iconic NFL team, even when said team is a discouraging 1-4. Reporter Lauren Ober explains.
It's a Sunday afternoon, and I'm at the Poorhouse Bar in Washington, D.C. It's not just a bar, though. It's a Steeler bar, a Pittsburgh Steeler bar. Hanging above the awning at the entrance are four huge flags emblazoned with the Steelers logo. Above the door is a banner that reads, "You're in Steelers country," even though we are deep in the heart of Washington Redskins territory. This is where D.C.'s Pittsburgh faithful come to watch their team, even when they're not doing so hot. The Poorhouse is one of more than 700 Steeler bars, from Anchorage, Alaska to Key West, Florida. That's according to the website SteelerBars.com, which is a comprehensive listing of Steeler bars all over the world. Over the years, I've been to Steeler bars in New York City, Syracuse, San Francisco, Vermont, and here in Washington, D.C.
You can take the person out of Pittsburgh, but you can't take the Pittsburgh out of the person.
That's Nina Rawls. She's president of the D.C. Steeler Nation. She grew up in Pittsburgh and moved to the D.C. area 10 years ago.
And I think it's pretty awesome. You walk into a bar, there's terrible towels everywhere, people who don't usually like let their Yinzer accents, you know, fly, let them out for the games, and there's just this sense of camaraderie it makes you feel like you're at home watching the Steelers.
A Yinzer is a person from Pittsburgh who speaks with the region's distinctive accent. We call it Pittsburghese, and it sounds a little something like this. "Ian's going downtown to catch a Steeler game tonight," which in English means, "Are you going downtown to watch the football game?" In the 1970s and early 1980s, Pittsburgh's population experienced a steep decline. The steel mills were shuttered and jobs were shipped overseas. Many a Pittsburgher had to uproot to find work. They settled in places like the D.C. metro area, the Research Triangle in North Carolina, and all over Florida. As a result, Steeler Nation proliferated and spread. Chuck Finder is a former sports writer who covered the Steelers for 25 years.
You go back to the fall of steel. It's a sociological fallback for a lot of people. There was a flight from Pittsburgh, and I think that is part of it, but it goes back to the franchise, the iconic nature of the franchise. This is a team that had 40 awful years. They were a sad sack franchise until the Immaculate Reception. So it's been 40 bad years to 40 good years. So you have people who've hopped on the wagon since. You've had other generations and people who've kind of come to the pulpit, come into the tent. It's amazing. It's a passion you don't find anywhere else. A lot of people equate it to a religion, but it goes much deeper than that.
If Pittsburgh football is tantamount to a religion, then these Steeler bars are its holy sites. The walls of Washington's Poorhouse are lined with relics. A neon Steeler sign, a photo of legendary Pittsburgh pirate Roberto Clemente, and pictures of the city's iconic Three Rivers. On game days, the menu has a decidedly Pittsburgh flair. Polish pierogi and Permanti-style kibasa subs, or heart attacks on a plate, and some sort of alcoholic beverage called Black and Gold Shooters. And everyone is wearing their Sunday best.
I'm wearing my white Mendenhall Road jersey with my Steeler hat on. My name is Marvin Ransom. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, PA, the eastern side of the city. There's Steeler fans in every city. We breed them by birth. We're everywhere. And we're loyal. There's a tradition in Pittsburgh when babies born, they born and wrapped around terrible towels. You don't know no other team.
It's tough to put your finger on the roots of this Steelers passion, especially outside the city. For me, it's about connection. Connection to the place I was born, to the people I love. There's something special about this city. Maybe it has to do with a common history forged in hot, dirty, dangerous mills. Or maybe it has to do with that crazy accent that is so easy to slip into when a Pittsburgher, even a displaced one like me, gets lazy or tired. Maybe it's just because it's home. For Only a Game, I'm Lauren Ober.
To view Lauren Ober's Steelers bar photos, please visit facebook.com/onlyagameradio. And while you're there, please tell us about your favorite team-themed sports establishment.
We proved to the world that we have the best team. Congratulations, Steelers!